Lance Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night live show. It is 11-12. And the 2020 is the year. Now, let me just tell you about something right now. And Brother Quayle posted today. I was sent this earlier in the day. And I've been telling you about this for years. New device puts music in your head. No headphones required. AP News. Okay. London, AP. Imagine a world where you move around in your own personal sound bubble. You listen to your favorite tunes, play loud computer games, watch a movie, or get navigation directions in your car, all without disturbing those around you. That's the possibility presented by sound beaming. Sound beaming, a new futuristic audio technology from Novato Systems, an Israeli company. On Friday, it's about to debut a desktop device that beams sound directly to a listener without the use of headphones. The company provided the Associated Press an exclusive demo of desktop prototype of its sound beamer. Okay. Straight out of a science fiction movie, the 3D sound is so close, it feels like it's inside your ears while also in front and behind them. Novato expects the device will have plenty of practical uses, allowing office workers to listen to music or conference calls without interrupting colleagues, to letting someone play a game, move your music without disturbing their significant others. The lack of headphones means it's possible to hear other sounds in the room clearly, and the technology uses a 3D sensing module and locates and tracks the ear position, sending audio via ultrasonic waves to create sound pockets by the user's ears. This has been going on for years, ladies and gentlemen. Prior to that, back in the 50s, the Flanagan Neurophone by a young teenager named Flanagan was perfected, and that was what I've talked to you about before, where you do not have to hear it. You just put it it clamps onto like your arm or your leg or whatever, where there's bone, and it conducts the sound of the input, whether it be from a person speaking or a tape or whatever it is. And that planting a neurophone will then transmit that directly into your brain, bypasses your hearing completely, okay, because it's conducted through the bone and the sinew of your arm or your leg. Now, I've experienced that. Back in the 90s, I was sitting there for quite a while talking to Dr. Nick Begich one time. I believe it was out in, that time it was in Green Valley, Missouri, at a Mid-America Constitution Convention. And there were a lot of speakers in all multiple stages and all of that. And I remember I was sitting there, and Dr. Begich was there, and that's when he also had somebody who had been programmed to be a presidential model who had gotten deprogrammed, and that person was there as well. And I met that person. But anyway, he showed me this thing, the Flanagan Neurophone, which at the time he represented Flanagan. They had a falling out later, but that be that as it may. But the Flanagan Neurophone, and you put it onto your, I put it onto my arm, and it was connected to a little Sony device or whatever. And pretty quickly, in about a minute, I was hearing it in my head, but you couldn't hear any sound out here at all. So that's the predecessor, but that was developed in the 1950s, okay? So this I've talked to you about for a number of years. I've talked to you about it a lot of times, haven't I? And basically what we've described is what? We've described the generation, okay, the generation of scalar frequencies or some type of electromagnetic frequency, all right, that is designed to impact the neurophysiological template. Now, that can be in various type of ways. We recall that there was an article called Government Accidentally Sends File on Remote Mind Control Methods to a Journalist, okay? It had the drawing of the women, and they had all of controlled dreams, transparent, different stuff, psychoelectronic weapon effects using different things, soundtracks, beaming it from one house to another using a helicopter, remote brain mapping, emission or wave propagation, electronic signal to make communications, to identify any subject emitting frequency. Human body emit very low electronic signal as temperature, heat, brain wave, delta, theta, alpha, beta, gamma, etc. Bioelectromagnetic field, which is unique to every human body. This is the electronic signal frequency ID of each object. Radar electronic signal detects then the object, the human body, for modulations beginning a brain wave access. You see, this is all you're getting ready to hear. Now, this particular technology, right? Particular technology here, you see, we go back to certain other movies and different things, but they're going to be able to track you by your electromagnetic signature, you see. Now, years ago, I once was involved at a high level in telecommunications work. I used to be, let's say, somebody who was trying to set up a telecommunications system for a company years and years ago. And I got to talk back in the 70s to the AT&T long lines people, I mean the big people, the smart people, and also the Western Electric and the Bell Labs people and that kind of stuff. And they were talking about perfecting brainwave communication between an individual to another individual, brand the brainwave pattern back in the 70s, okay? That was AT&T and Western Electric and Bell Labs people telling me that, okay? So all of this stuff about all this stuff, oh, I don't believe that's scalar or, oh, these beam stuff, oh, that's baloney, blah, 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 blah. I've been telling you for 16 years. Quayle's been telling you for almost 30. We're in a whole nother level of technology above even the regular military. And apparently federal investigators allegedly have been using mind control and hypnosis to psychologically abuse the Postal Service whistleblower, Richard Hopkins, okay, the one that came out. And he did not recant. Now there's other people coming out about all this stuff. But you see, here's where we're at. I can tell you that, remember I told you that Mimic, and if you look at Mimic and you go into their documentations, Mimic does tell you that it measures certain electromagnetic signals, okay? So what we've been saying has always been right there in their, in not so many words, in their stuff. But now, a couple days ago, Mimic disappeared again in a cloud like that. It's, if you go look at Mimic, it'll be a pinkish cloud over North America. And that cloud came in and I watched it because I had mine set to 120-hour rotation to see what was here and then watch the progression. And out of the north, out of the Arctic, came all of this white energy or pinkish energy cloud that came down over and covered up all of the North America on the Mimic, so you could not see the scalar weapons being pulsed and the warfare ongoing. So now this cloud, I think, is either Russian, because they have this big Arctic base up there, or it could be Red China, which has also been doing, quote, unquote, 6G, 6G, not 5G, 6G experiments from satellites. Or it could be U.S. Luciferian intelligence, military, DARPA, the military-industrial complex that is all lucied up and wants to go to the New World Order, who's anti-Trump, and all of that, who has probably helped Biden to get elected, who will go along probably with the Red Chinese, okay? And they maybe are doing it with HARP-like or you know, the harp-like devices that we've talked about in the past, the Tesla howitzers, the scalar interferometers, whatever it is you want to call them, energetics-type weapons. The Russians have beaucoup, so I'm not saying it's not the Russians. But it could also be the fallen angels coming out of that hole in the Arctic. And we've had and seen that from before come up from the Antarctic. So I think, and I've been experiencing myself for about 3 days, well, people say, well, of course, Hawk, you're crazier than a loon, you know. Oh, crazier than a loon balloon. Well, I've got a bunch of people now who are tracking them themselves and saying, you know, you're right. These things are kind of weird the way they're launching these loon balloons. And I'll come back to that in a moment, too. But whatever it is, I notice that I go into a completely tiled bathroom and in a tiled shower within the tiled bathroom. And I notice that my thinking has been clearer, more clear, okay, more precise, and that in that shower, I'm not getting what I'm feeling. I'm feeling somewhat of a foggy in some senses. Foggy and a little bit less ability to recall exact things. And normally, you know me, I can go on talking for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and I can just do it from memory and lay it on out to you. So you already know that. But if I'm noticing it, then other people have got to be experiencing it. Maybe they don't notice it. Or maybe it's just being directed at me in this particular case, or one of the people it's directed at is me. Because I hit the nail on the head a lot, don't I? And if I didn't, they wouldn't keep trying to take me off the air a lot of times. Now, I just wanted to say this. With regard to the alleged Google balloons, the alleged, I call them loony balloons, that are launched allegedly by a corporation or a company, allegedly, that is a red Chinese off-the-shelf intelligence company, maybe China Joe's got points in it. Who knows? And they are launching these loony balloons. They launched one today out of northern Nevada in the mountain area in northern Nevada today. And it's heading east, okay? There's two of them that are up in the Gulf Coast, in and around New Orleans, southern Louisiana. They're up real high, and they're sitting right there. Now, we had ETA go through Tampa area, which then takes over and kind of put about 7 inches of rain on MacDill Air Force Base in a few hours, and that whole area there, okay, with the thing. Well, let me just say this. They're sitting right over, but at 50, 60,000 feet or whatever it is, 70,000, whatever they're at right this moment. They're over the largest refinery and petrochemical complexes from, you see, from all across Louisiana, all in across Texas, on down to Houston. All along the Gulf Coast. Also the pipelines and all the stuff to go different places. Now, let me tell you something. This stuff, I don't care who tells you about it, or it's just a Google balloon. This system allegedly, and I say allegedly, is the Red Chinese Military Intelligence Command and Control, okay? They're using the Google balloons, not necessarily the satellites up above, who NSA and all the smart boys are watching up of them, although we've told you about these Google balloons, and the NSA allegedly, I think, took one of them out down there, if you recall, the one that we were tracking and spotting was going to go and match up with Elon Musk's or the space shot out of Florida back a few months ago. And all the playing games in and around San Diego and the Baja and all of that, the red Chinese sub down there on the Baja. Well, you see, they got a lot of that stuff in the Gulf of Mexico, too. And the loony balloons could have helped steer ETA very easily. Oh, well, they're just a little balloon. No, they're not. They're about a 30-foot-long platform with every kind of signal intelligence gear on it, transmitters, pickups, microphones, antennas, all kind of look down and see the time on your watch cameras read somebody's newspaper, you know, read your driver's license, look down and look at your veins on the top of your hand and identify you by the brain, by the vein pattern, okay? Look down and see your electromagnetic signature, you see. So now I'm just trying to tell you, though, I think that it's a little bit different, not so much right this second. I think they're looking at the command and control is looking at what? Oil refineries, chemical refineries, all that stuff in the Gulf Coast area. And you see, if they got China Joe in their pocket, and China Joe said, well, we're going to get rid of all that stuff anyway, right? China Joe says, we're going to phase out of the oil and natural gas business. We're going to stop fracking and oil drilling and all of that. You're all going to drive electric cars, golf carts, or you're going to get a pedicab. Pedal on your power, pedal power. Okay, so I'm trying to tell you what. For anybody who's in law enforcement, or let me stop. Anybody who is a good peace officer, who believes in America, who believes in the Lord Jesus, who believes in our Father in heaven, any good peace officer who has it in their capability should be putting in a little extra time on security, on the refineries, the chemical plants, the oil storage tanks, the pipeline junctures, all of that kind of stuff from Houston on around, okay? All throughout Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, up into Kansas, all over the place, Ohio, West Virginia. Start paying attention to your gas and oil and natural gas infrastructure, okay? And your major electrical substations, power substations, and electrical plants. In Kentucky and Tennessee and, Southern Illinois and West Virginia and Pennsylvania, pay attention to your coal facilities, okay? And the coal that's going to go, because I'm going to tell you what, I think you're going to start to see something that happens in this country. And I don't know who's going to do it first, the Red Chinese or the U.S. Luciferians in the top slots in the military and in the intelligence world, in league with the Biden and the Commissar Kamala, China Joe and Commissar Kamala communist crew. It's about a takeover of the United States, one way or the other, perhaps. And I still think the best way they can do that is by taking out power grid. But if you take out the power grid, if you take out the gas and oil, and you take out all kind of stuff in the coal facilities and the other power plants, you knock out the power substations, you see. No electricity running, in a sense, other than what you've got to run with solar, batteries, any wind you've got. Then you've got that 1 second after William R. Forstchen. And if you've not read that book, 1 second after William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, Forge, F-O-R-G-E, books. 1 second after William R. Forstchen, Forge books. Just read that book, would you? Read that book. That's a good one. Because that talks about a power grid being down. And within 12-month period of a power grid going down, 90% of the population of the United States will die, according to the studies done about a power grid shutting down for 12 months. Back at a certain period of time, we used to talk about it more, that the soonest that the power grid could be brought back up, assuming that the major components to do so, the transformers, the big electrical components and stuff, the transformers, the wiring, all the different things that would be needed after all the stuff blew, not alone, let alone all the line transformers outside your house that are going to blow when the grid goes down. But I'm talking about the big stuff to generate from the main plant to the substation. The soonest it might come back up in portions would be 18 months. By then it's too late. So when this new device puts the music in your head or the command, and maybe it says, the woods are snowy, are snowy dark and deep, and there's miles to go before I sleep. You remember Telephone, Richard Branson? Telephone, where they put the command into the ears of the stay-behind sleeper agents of the Russians back then, or the Chinese, or whoever it might be, or the Allah Akbars, or the crazy lone, quote-unquote, lone nuts, okay? Like the Oswald, or the guy that tried to, who killed Garfield, all the different people that have been assassinated, all right? Presidential types. The only one they didn't get was Andy Jackson. And Andrew Jackson, who was much more like old Trump, Andrew Jackson grabbed his metal-headed cane and beat the guy, thrashed him with his cane within an inch of his life till they pulled Jackson up. Now, let's see what else we got going. On I-75, which goes from the Cincinnati area, Ohio, into Kentucky, it's a north and south bridge. There's one layer up above and one below. One's going south, the other going north on a major interstate bridge. Remember, I talked to you about that a couple years ago where somebody, there was an explosion heard, and they weakened that bridge, and that somebody was seen on that bridge right before that. And they closed that for a little while, did some repairs and some fixing up and all the different stuff. Well, a day or two ago, allegedly, you have a truck has to slam on its brakes because somebody cuts in front of it, all right? And then another truck hits that truck, and that thing has got, you know, all this diesel fuel plus potassium hydroxide or whatever the thing is, and it blows, a huge explosion, and a fire erupts, and there's all kind of timelines that are different. But it was originally reported to, 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, something like that, and it burned for hours. Well, that bridge now, which is a major bridge over the Ohio River, that bridge is now has to be closed because the steel got so hot that it started to warp. It started to warp. That's a hot fire, ladies and gentlemen. And that's an odd combination. So you say, well, Hawk, that's just an accident. Oh, just like in Houston, where you have a decorated long-term 25-year police sergeant. And all my peace officers out there, you got to understand that you may be on to the criminals, but the criminals, maybe it's La M.A., maybe it's the Mexican cartels, the mob, watching you. Maybe it's a red Chinese agent watching you and seeing what time that you go to work in the morning, what road you take, what car you're going to be in, etc. And let's say that you have a goofball guy who's been involved in several road rage incidents with gunplay and threats to his wife. And of course, in the modern day, they let everybody out of jail right away or don't even give them bail. They just say, okay, go come back in 3-6 months for a trial, you know. But you remember the Houston PD had the video showing another bigger, burly, tough Mexican guy by a pickup truck. Incidentally, they got his license plate of that truck anyway. you see from that. And then he's talking and you know, really talking tough to the goopy guy, who's also affiliated with a gang. And then the big tough guy, the bracero type guy, he says he points his fingers up like he's shooting a gun, like he's shooting a rifle or something. And he's telling the guy, you go do something. So the Houston PD is looking for that guy. And then here's the scenario. Here's to show you how they can plan it, how somebody who's into mechanics. Remember the movie The Mechanic? You know, there's been several different versions of all of that. How they can plan something like that. And so here's the deal. You know what time the Houston Police Department sergeant, the guy with all the experience and a good family and all that stuff, he's probably onto somebody, investigating somebody, or he's caused somebody a lot of money, cost him. So whatever it is, there an order goes out on that guy. So they've watched him. They see where he drives to work, about what time he's at certain place. They probably watched him for a few weeks. And then they have the goopy guy all of a sudden right on the route in an opportune place, gets into a fender bender and some kind of road rage incident with somebody there. The sergeant is coming to work, but he's not in the patrol car, so he uses cell phone calls in, whatever, to the dispatch, and he tells me he's going to stop off at this place because there's some kind of incident. He's on the way in. He might as well stop. So he stops off, gets into a firefight, and then the goopy guy, who had been directed by the cartel guy, allegedly, shoots and kills the police officer. The same way with the story they're telling you up in the Cincinnati area, how this guy cut him off, he had to slam on his brakes, and the other truck hit him. Well, all three of them could be the same people. And the fire was so hot, the truckers had to get out of there and bamboos. They had to go run down the road. So that one's now out of commission. I'm going to get to my point as to a possible why. North and south lanes are cut off and you can't do anything, and this thing is going to have to be repaired. The soonest it might come back might be December, okay? Towards the end of December, according to the Kentucky governor. Whereas the Ohio governor is getting ready to lock everybody down again. All right? Well, anyway, let's think about this. Well, Hawk, there's another suspension bridge. It's just a little ways from there. Well, they're closing it too because now there's been so much traffic on it that they're having trouble, and it's showing signs of problems or strain because all the other traffic has been forced onto the old suspension bridge, which hasn't been necessarily upgraded or maintained to handle that level of traffic. So what in effect has happened, you cannot get from Kentucky to Ohio on that side by the Ohio River there, cut across to go up into Cincinnati proper. You have to go around the big ring road. One way it's 60 miles. The other way, I believe it's 85 miles. Now, that could be a little bit off one way or the other, a few miles here or there, but suffice to say, that's what's going on. Now, let's say that just north of Cincinnati, you're heading on up, you go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Pity Pat. Well, a couple weeks ago, there was a large column coming up probably from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, at least, or out of Lexington, whichever, maybe both, and they were headed, and they came across and went on up north of Cincinnati, probably to Dayton. So now that puts some troops or infantry up there, perhaps, or mechanized units, perhaps, or took additional supplies up there. We don't know exactly what was in the trucks. But let's say that somewhere there was going to be an assault on Wright-Patt from the outside. on the ground level assault, not an air assault, but a ground level assault. Let's say that it was fairly large and involved some kind of a large, oh, I don't know, some kind of Red Chinese force or something put together on the fly, or some Russian Spetsnaz that knew what they were doing, you see. Or maybe a combination of a cartel and Antifa, BLM, and some other stuff, okay? Well, let's say that there was a force that was going to attack Wright-Patterson, which also probably is a cyber command base, is it not? They also have really deep underground stuff with the high technology and the foreign technology desk, the little green men in the tanks down there, the Hangar 18, all the different stuff is at Pity Pat. Very sensitive base. Deep underground. Huge. So what do you got going there? You have a scenario where Fort Campbell could not get there without using air assets. They could not go on the ground, nor could probably Fort Knox, which might send tanks and mechanized to support. But then if that's the case, then maybe somebody's looking to get into Fort Knox. You see what I'm saying? This is being done, I believe, allegedly. I believe. Don't say hawk guaranteed. I believe it's being done as preparatory sabotage of the essence of an overture, a Russian Spetsnaz overture, or the Red Chinese doing the same thing, or the Iranians doing the same thing, or all of them together doing the same thing, or traitors in the United States intelligence and military communities doing the same thing. So I'm telling you, watch out. And for all them people down in the old crossroads, y'all better watch out down in there, my peace officer friends. And all over the United States where we got good peace officers. California, Michigan, all over the place. Kansas, Missouri, all over the place. You better be paying attention to your infrastructure potential targets and put extra details on it. Quit looking for people going 35 in a 30, okay? And start watching the potential for sabotage of your major targets in your area. Just going to give you the warning. And it might be your own elements, your own factions, your own federal government who are going to be doing the stuff. So don't trust the feds either. You cannot trust the FBI or the DOJ because they are the crooks. They're the crooks these days, boys. We ain't talking about, you know, rounding a few corners or, you know, one hand washes the other, Chicago kind of talk, or, you know, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and the widows and orphans. We're not talking about that. We're talking about evil people at the top of the FBI, DOJ, the CIA, and the DNI's position. Clap on, clap off. We're talking about Brennan, Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe. Did you see McCabe? Lie on the TV. Did you see him? I mean, heck, a junior detective squad from, you know, the Outer Slobovia could figure out that he was lying. Ha! So I'm telling you, don't trust the feds at all. Don't trust the FBI. Do not trust any of those people whatsoever, because they are the crooks. They're the ones that have attempted to do a coup d'etat for over 4 years against the sitting president, duly elected Donald J. Trump in the United States. And they think they've got away with it. And they had to make sure that Trump did not get elected, or Trump would have fired everybody in the dadgum DOJ from William P. Barr, Ronald Johnson, Ron Johnson, Robert Johnson, who covered up the Clinton crime stuff because he's CIA. He's CIA, CIA, CIA. And then the only people they interview on TV anymore are the Bush people. Poppy Bush, George W. were CIA. And then all of these guys, the Grassleys and the Langfords and all these people pop out of the woodwork. China Joe, we got to give China Joe the secret briefings and all the stuff and get him up to speed. Why? You just found out that the man is being paid through his son, allegedly, and his brother, allegedly, being paid. You just heard a direct eyeball witness knowing that China Joe is involved in being paid by red Chinese corporations tied to the Chinese Communist Party, and you're going to give him top secret briefings when you got the Google, you got the Google balloons allegedly launched by a loony Chinese, red Chinese corporation. You got Mitch McConnell, whose father-in-law is Chow, the biggest shipper in Taiwan. And if it was Taiwan, that's good. But he builds all of his ships in Red China. Lady Chow's sisters, allegedly, are on the board of directors with Daddy in a Red China's corporation that builds his ships. Father-in-law gave them, when they got married, Mushmouth Mitch and Lady Chow gave them millions. Read Schweitzer's book about the family fortunes and all that stuff. That goes into the Bidens and the Carries and all the different people. So I'm going to tell you, there's going to be all kind of forces coming against this stuff. And then the fact of the matter is, we are seeing that it's Hammer. And that Hammer is a real, that's a good code name. Because you remember when they took down Pablo Escobar? It was the activity did it. Let's just call it the activity. The activity used a hammer strike. Okay? They bound him. They bound him by the voice and all the stuff from Fort Huachuca and this way and that way. Listen to every single thing in the world, all the traffic. And they located where Pablo Escobar was. And then bingo. Okay? Blood on the roof. By Los Pepes. But it was Hammer Strike that did it. So Hammer and Scorecard. If you want to do something, you go Hammer, CIA, Hammer and Scorecard programs using allegedly Dominion software. And even President Trump has tweeted it out now after forensic IT people have been looking into various states and the softwares and all this stuff. And they found that probably between three to five million votes in the key battleground states have been switched. Many of them switched from Trump to Biden, and then a large portion of Trump votes just canceled. And where they had anomalies or things that didn't match up, where the numbers didn't match quite up with the tallies, then they had to add all these other fake ballots they harvested or printed up special. And then all of a sudden you started voting them straight Biden or in Michigan, Biden, and then the guy, the Senator Peters. But they didn't vote any other thing else. One and two, bingo. One and two, bingo. And they brought in, what was it? 138,000 ballots into Cobalt Hall or whatever they used to call it, you know, in Wayne County in Detroit. All the stuff that's been brought up and seen in Nevada, where the woman, the one woman came on, I believe, I don't know if she was in Nevada or I think, or if she was in Michigan. She was on Fox News last, on one of the Fox program, Laura Ingraham, I believe. And she came on, no, it wasn't Laura Ingraham, that was the one who was in relief in the darkened out with the fake voice, the voice modulator. But there was another one that came right out on the TV and in showing her face and everything, Caroni or Carone or whatever. And she said she worked for an IT company. And I believe that one was Michigan. And she said she told her boss that she witnessed all this high level, all this top, all this massive amount of cheating going on there in the ballots and all the stuff. And her boss, the IT company, said, I don't need to know about that. Don't tell me a thing about it. Our job is not to run their election. Our job is to give them IT support. Well, she's come out. So now President Trump has got evidence, apparently, and some of the Republican investigators have got evidence, apparently, of 3.8 million, 4 million votes that were flip-flopped in about three, four states. That could mean the difference in President Trump could be bound to be elected. Now, if you don't bring out and say that the CIA are the ones that did it, then you won't be able to go all the way. But here's the problem. If you go all the way, you see, then what you got to understand is that when Campbell, okay, General Campbell was fired, and the head of the CIA was fired by Kennedy. Dulles. They then went to a town where the old general's brother was the mayor of a certain town there in Dallas, wasn't it? And, you know, I talked a little bit about this a while back about the body at the, you know, and the autopsy and all of that. But I tell you, I've been deep into that, and I've known personally and talked in Dealey Plaza to Robert Groden, the House Select Committee on Intelligence, photographic expert. I talked to him for several hours. I've told that story before. How when we were in the pergola, it was a little bit like spitting a little bit of drizzle or rain. And then all of a sudden, we were sitting in there, and I was talking to him. We were in the pergola on the grassy hill. And outside were the, what I would describe as very high and tight haircut, but in civilian clothes, and very fit, led by an officer, say, 38, 40 years old. And then a top sergeant kick type guy or a top master chief. I don't know whether they were Army or SEAL. I think they're probably Army. They were special ops of some sort, and they were in civilian clothes, and I could overhear him because they couldn't see us really inside necessarily, and I could overhear the officer say, yeah, we had a guy up over there and one here and one down over here. And so I came out around the corner, and I'm up on the steps in the pergola, which is the Greek structure on the grassy knoll there, and I say down to them, well, don't y'all have that on the sand, you know, on the sand table at that blockhouse building at the back lot of Fort Bragg? And this very proud, tall, fit black man, I suspect he was the top sergeant, said, yeah, we do. So then the officer said, well, let's get out of here. These are crazy people up in here. Well, there's Richard Groden, Robert Groden with me, who was the House Select Committee on Intelligence photographic expert. Now, they then walked up the deal, and as the last guy, I remember, he was like a surfer-looking dude, blonde-haired guy, maybe a little more of a SEAL-looking guy than a, he was a special operator, and he gave me the old, the surfer, you know, symbol and a, you know, thumbs up and all of that, and with the big smile on his face. And they went on up, all right, and then he was showing them the other stuff. And I looked over at Robert Groden. I said, did you see that? He said, man, he says, you got some guts. I said, well, they're lying piece of crap. They're teaching these guys how to kill Kennedy again and how they did it and training people to be assassins. So we ought to bring it up. Now, I do know that other people involved, as Groden was, with the movie JFK, and how they use Crossfire and some other books and stuff, Groden's books and different things to go into the various aspects of the assassination and make the movie JFK. So I also knew people that were involved in making the movie. Like maybe somebody who was with somebody where they were in the movie sign, where they were like behind the grassy knoll, and when the shooter comes up, they wanted a puff of smoke to come out as the guy shoots the headshot. And they were back there, and it was a cold day in Dallas when they shot it, I think, and they were trying, or it was a hotter day. They didn't get the cooler air, but it was a little hotter, and they were trying to use dry ice and smoke and stuff to create a smoke thing, okay? But then I've also met, tied in with that, somebody, let's say, who was perhaps a the wife of a, I'm not going to go into this, the wife of somebody, and she looked like maybe like Brigitte Nielsen in her heyday. I'll just say that that's enough bona fides for anybody who wanted to know or look. And I knew that person, and that person allegedly had a little little bit of a relationship with Grodin for a short period of time, and Grodin was pretty much a middle-of-the-road kind of guy, but she looked like Brigitte Nielsen, you know, with the silver, the white silver hair and the 6 foot tall and built like, you know, Red Sonja, kind of speak, you know, that Brigitte Nielsen played in the movie. So apparently back in those days, she got a hold of all the stuff that was the evidence, some of the evidence that Grodin had, and kind of disappeared it, you see. But she was also the person that brought the alleged Zapruder copies from Time Life in New York to Oliver Stone and those guys there in Dallas so they could make it, include part of it in the film. So I know a lot of people involved in that. I've also known a an old house detective at, let's just say, they're not there now. I'm sure they're not there now because everybody's too old. But I used to know a house detective at, let's say, a hotel near Mockingbird Lane, let's say, who knew Ruby and all that crowd, knew all of them. So I've known a lot of people about that. Then I, later on, the Lord has directed me in whatever ways. Well, I met old Barry Seal one time. Well, that's later on, isn't it? I met Terry Reed one time. I met a lot of different people. Just in the normal course of my life. So I've got a sense about some other things that are there, and it's just not all baloney. We're getting long in the show here. I have a lot still to cover. So we got a new loony balloon going east from a northern launch in Nevada to over New Orleans. If I was in New Orleans or anywhere on the Gulf Coast, I would be paying attention to my properties that were infrastructure sensitive, like the oil and gas refineries, chemical plants, oil storage depots, pipeline hubs, all that kind of stuff, the Houston Ship Channel, the railroad lines, you know, and you know, them railroad lines, you know. And I'd detail, if I was in a position of power, I'd detail a few extra pass-arounds and maybe even put up a game camera or two in some of these areas, you know, or just let the people know that there might be something. Don't necessarily interface with your FBI, DHS, test force, because they might be the ones that are in league with the Red Chinese or getting ready to do it. Because China Joe is taking millions and his son took $1.5 billion from the Red Chinese to invest, and he's not an expert investment guy. And then up of that, they would make commissions of allegedly hundreds of millions of dollars. And nobody's going to investigate that. The FBI's had it for over a year. Well, there's another bullshit deal just like bullshit Bull Durham and William P. Barr, Robert Johnson, the guy who was at Camp Robinson, north of Little Rock there at the base in the bunker when he met with Felix Rodriguez, a.k.a. Max Gomez, when he met with Oliver North, a.k.a. John Cathay, when he met with Terry Reid, was there. Nash, Clinton's chief of staff, Willie Slick Willie Clinton. And Makahiri Sabahata, who was the alleged CIA, Little Rock-led CIA office. Oh, they don't have them in the United States. Oh, they don't have stations in the U.S.? Yes, they do. So I'm going to tell you, you got the president up against the CIA and all these people. And if when they got rid of Dulles and the general cabal down there back in those days, and he said he was going to break the CIA into splinter it into a million pieces or whatever in his speech. And he even informed and said thanks to the Pentagon for the defense intelligence people and the Army, Navy, the ONI, the G2, Army G2, the AFOSI, and all the different people to start to take over the military intelligence and forget the CIA. Well, you see what happened to Kennedy. And, of course, then the banks are involved because the intelligence communities working for the money center banks in New York, and also then the ones that own them are in London or in Paris or Zurich or Vienna or Rome. And they give the orders, you see. And they want to do the New World Order, and they want to kill you off. I liked how the Louisiana Senator John Kennedy said the other night, there ain't no problem with this Biden and these people and all these lefty deals. This is just the biggest election from ever in Georgia for the senators. But there's no problem unless, you know, unless you're a taxpayer, a business owner, you own a gun, you're in the military, you're a policeman, or you're an unborn baby, all right? So if you're none of those, then you don't have any problem with what Biden and these communists are going to do. Now, apparently they're getting ready to work the Antifa BLM and the WHO, the Hottentots of this one and that one and the other one. They're probably going to try to do riots on the 15th and the 16th of this month. That's coming up here pretty quick. Because, you see, they wanted Trump to concede. And everybody's pressuring him to concede when, at the same time, a lot of new evidence is coming up to where maybe almost 4 million votes were manipulated just by that software programs in Operation Hammer and Operation Scorecard, using allegedly Dominion software and the machines that handle that, many of which are owned by top people in the Democratic Party and also secretly by the Red Chinese. And then I talked to Brother Quail. Brother Quail told me he had information from somebody that said maybe it's 150 members of the U.S. Congress were on the take from the Red Chinese. So everybody out here knows something is wrong, and they've stolen the election. Even de Blasio's daughter, she let it slip. Biden stole the election. And you got feds trying to use mind control and hypnosis to get rid of the whistleblower, you see? Richard Hopkins from the post office, to try to make him recant about what he saw and the backdating and all the different things. So this stuff is about ready to, the cat's about ready to come out of the bag. So something big is going to happen. They're going to do riots. But then there's also the discussion about, I know Al Turner has put it out, about, let me see if I can pick that up. Let's see. I know what I'm going to read right now. I'm going to read what Brother Quayle had to say. And if you haven't signed up for his alerts at his Patreon site, you know, Steve Quayle, and get his alerts, you should, while he's still up and able to give you stuff. He's saying, brethren, Minnesota's considered locking down its citizens. Repeat, locking down as its citizens. This will be a test state to see how compliant the American sheeple facing their own slaughter have become. Simply put, if you comply, you die. Minnesota was chosen because it has a blue governor and one city already known for stupidity and violence. In order to maximize tension and stress, Minnesota will pit sane rural people against insane city people in order to run real-time social control experiments. The findings from this test will reveal what law and military enforcement will be needed when they roll out this kind of control nationwide. Solitary confinement will follow while the equally insane press urges the masses to get back in your cages. In other words, we've got to lock down. The Democrats have gone on record with their desire to murder all Trump supporters. More importantly, are they making war against God and his people? They are already trying to destroy Thanksgiving and Christmas and annihilate all Christian traditions from our culture. I say to them, go to literal hell. The time a nationwide lockdown, mandatory vaccines, and total control over our lives must be resisted with all our might, strength, and resources. He says, let me bottom line it. Under this new and tighter lockdown, as grocery shelves become bare and empty and desperation mounts, they will soon offer hot meals for you at your local extermination camp. If you give in, you will be separated from your family forever. History is full of what these sick devils will do when people roll over and comply. Don't go into your Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Get up on your hind legs. You tell them you'll be their dadgum huckleberry. You'll be their critter. Red Dingle Rangers, I know you're ready, but mighty men and women of valor. Your high technology. Zap! Those who are using the technology and crossing America all along and aim. Right foes against the enemies of the nation. Mighty men and women of valor. And it is your ready victory. An old road trap. Road trap counting on you for the people. Saving people long distance. The Lord protects you against all evil. The mind you super abundant. Go out and prepare food, water, ammunition. Whatever you might need.